You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Health and wellness.
It's 24 before 12 o'clock, and this health and wellness is brought to you by BestMed, South Africa's largest self-administered medical scheme. SMS your name to 44425 for a quote. BestMed, personally yours. Standard rates and T's and C's apply. And today we are discussing renovations. Renovations and building projects and the stress that comes with that, right? And I want us to look at ways we can do these projects without them stressing us out. Because my goodness, renovations can be stressful. Hey, they disrupt your normal routine. There are timelines that are not really making sense, budgets overruns, and sometimes the end result is not what you originally thought of or envisaged. And sometimes you have to move, right? Go live somewhere else while you are undertaking the renovations, and that adds additional costs. So let's discuss this, and I want to hear from you. Are you finding it difficult, right, when you are renovating and you haven't even hired a project manager? How do you go about it? Maybe you can share tips with us how you did it without it causing too much stress on you. So share your experiences with us on 011-883-0702. You can WhatsApp us on 072-702-1702. The SMS line is 31702. Dale Wiener is an interior designer at Story Design Collective, and she's going to tell us about, guide us through this discussion. Dale, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming through. So, as I was just reading through how hectic renovations and building projects can be, I was reminded of my own experience last year when I was renovating the house where I live. Luckily, I had not moved in yet, so it made it a lot less, but it was still stressful nonetheless, even though I had hired a project manager. What's been your experience when people are renovating their homes and they're building something? How stressed do they get?
So I think, look, my main job is to manage the stress of my clients and manage their expectations. So try to put realistic expectations down first on paper and say to them, right, what do you want to achieve out of this renovation? What are your practical goals? And saying that, you kind of have to decide, right, are we renovating bathrooms, kitchens, bedrooms? And that kind of will foresee the timeline and how we go about deciding on budget, timelines, and kind of just seeing the process out.
Yeah.
And I think the main thing is kind of starting off at the beginning and deciding, right, what is, you know, your personal style in terms of what do you want to achieve. What's always good is what we like to do is put together some kind of mood board or a presentation, which kind of puts the client at ease in terms of seeing that end goal. Because I think a lot of the time clients, you know, the process is going on and they can't envision that end goal, and that's another stress that can occur, which obviously what we're trying to lessen.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some of the common issues that clients often stress about? I think, oh my goodness, I don't know if it's even possible to do renovations and then the budget doesn't overrun.
Yes, yes.
or the project is not completed at the time you thought it was going to be completed.
Exactly. So the main stresses, like the three main that can come to my head straight away, is definitely timelines, budget, and then picturing that end result. So if you can manage those expectations straight away at the beginning of the project and say, right, let's put realistic timelines in place, realistic budget in place, and then again, hoping with aid of pictures, mood boards, presentation to envision that end result, that will definitely help in managing the stress throughout the project.
So how should one approach a project? Is it better to do it in stages or all at once? I mean, I'm one person that hates waiting, so I don't want to be doing this and then next year I do this. I would rather just do everything at once. What do you advise? What's best?
So I think I feel that it kind of depends on how big of a project you want to go ahead with. If it's small bitty things that you want to do around the house, like maybe renovate a bathroom or a kitchen or like your balcony, and maybe paint a wall here and there, I would say definitely do it all at once. It will save you time and money in the long run. And it might be a bit chaotic for a few months or even just a few weeks, but it's definitely much more rewarding. And then say if you want to do a project in stages, it can often take much longer than anticipated and cost you more money.
Mm.
So I think it's good to weigh up your pros and cons of what exactly you want to do at the beginning.
Yeah, interesting. You know what I found, Dale, is that even with me and drawing from my own personal experiences, sometimes when you're renovating, you put so much pressure on the people working at the house or even the project manager to finish the project quickly, whether you're already living in the house or you haven't. And sometimes what I realized, the lesson I took was, sometimes because of that pressure, people end up not doing a proper job. So yes, they were supposed to finish in July. Well, you want to move into the house in June or in May. So they end up like now doing shortcuts because, oh my God, the client wants us to be done as soon as possible. And then you are left with things that are breaking down. Is that something that you often come across?
Yes, definitely. Clients are constantly putting pressure on me as an interior designer, on the subcontractors, on the contractors, on everybody on site to get the work done as soon as possible. But sometimes, like you said, rushing the project, the end result is not going to be the best that those laborers are doing. And I think there needs to be a bit of communication between the client and the project manager or the contractor to say, listen, it's going to take an extra week or two, but it's going to help in the long run because then you're not going to have, say, for example, tiles falling off your wall in 5 years' time, or you're going to have like a messy paint job. So I think it's important for, again, those timelines to be realistic and those expectations to be managed by between the client and the contractor.
Yeah. I've got some voice notes coming through here. I'll play some of them. Let me read this message. First, someone says, Clement, renovations, I got robbed by the builder's employees. What? I don't want anyone in my house now. It put me on a position where I'm buying a new home. I'll complete renovations when my home is empty and then sell it. Huh. This reminds me actually of the person I'd hired to build the kitchen at my house. Was buying the something that he was buying for the kitchen. And I remember he bought one but charged me for two. And I only found out later when the project manager discovered that, you know, that person bought two of these things because one only charges this much. And we actually confronted him and he confessed. He confessed and paid back the money. And so I do relate to this when people are stealing your stuff and taking advantage. Someone says, Clement, I totally agree that sometimes you probably need a project manager because sometimes this can really, really be stressful. Here's a voice note that came through.
Hi, Clement. We are currently renovating our home. We've actually moved out to go stay with Mama Zala. I must say that the one thing that I realized I did not prepare for is the emotional aspect of things. I didn't realize I would be homesick. I didn't realize that getting dressed from clothes that are stored in boxes would be so exhausting. My children miss their Wi-Fi and Netflix. So, yeah. And then one thing also that I was not prepared for is, sister, can you please get more bricks?
Yo,
you know, yeah. After you've gotten more bricks already. So that is, I've heard that when you've budgeted, you must budget some more.
Yes. Dale, so you must budget and then budget more.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why sometimes it's good to put a contingency into the budget, which allows for those unforeseen little extras that creep up. but that's definitely a difficult conversation to have with a client, saying, oops, you know, we need to buy more bricks or tiles, or it's definitely...
I'm going to chase you out of my house, Dale. Like, get out of here. I don't have any more money.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not always fun, but we definitely try to give a realistic budget in the beginning and always add an extra 10% just in case.
Yeah. All right. Paul, you're in Melville. Hi.
Hi. Well, as someone who has done numerous house renovations, the one piece of advice I can give to anybody is employ a properly qualified professional contractor. That has paid us properly in the past. Mm. And the one thing that I have always done in the last 15 years is had a finish date and a penalty clause if they exceed that finish date. I'm not worried about them buying bricks. It's their job to actually get all of the right quantities in and the right kind of professional attitude to their work. And I have three builders that I know I can use and I trust, and they are all totally professionals and they have reputations to protect.
Yes.
So always seek out someone who is going to do a professional and proper job.
Yeah, important tip there, Paul. Thank you for calling us in Melville. It's 12 minutes before 12 o'clock.
702. Health and wellness.
9 minutes before 12 o'clock on our health and wellness feature, we are talking about renovations and buildings, right? When you're building projects and you're involved in building projects, and that can come with a lot of stress. So how do you do it in a way that doesn't stress the hell out of you? So Dale, a lot of people are talking about getting a professional contractor, get a project manager who can do it. Is it possible to do it yourself, right? Or must you always consider hiring a project manager to handle it all for you?
So in my experience, I've always found if you do have the budget, definitely hire a project manager, because in the long run, it will save time and money and keep your stress levels low. But saying that, if you are someone who, say, is A-type and they write to-do lists and you've got time on your hands and you feel like you are the type of person who could manage a site, then I would say 100% go ahead and, you know, do it yourself. But again, it depends on how big the project is. Like if you're renovating a bathroom and maybe like a kitchen, that's very much doable. But if you're building a house from ground up, I would say get a project manager. It will definitely help you. It will just emotionally, like I quite like what that one listener said about how it's become like an emotional roller coaster, and that's such a true thing. In terms of emotion high and low. So when you're building and then you're seeing this project come to life, for me, that's like such a big emotional high. But then that emotion can drop at any second when the builder comes to you and says, I don't know, I need more bricks. So there's definitely a lot of emotion both within the building industry. But I would say hire a project manager. If you can, definitely do it.
Yeah. Marius, you're calling us from Centurion. Good morning.
Hi, Clem. How's it going?
Shop, how's it going, man?
Good, man. There's some very interesting discussion. I'm in a contractor. I've been in the business for the last 15 years. And now it's what we find is with COVID and a lot of people working from home, we're busy with quite a lot of renovations. But what is also quite interesting is that we find that a lot of the clients try and go the cheaper route, and especially when painting and things like that and renovation, getting people that are unqualified, and that refers back to that other client, another caller that called in. And we then having to go in and try and fix the mess. And at the end of the day, it actually costs the client a lot more. So we always try and tell people, and to all the listeners as well, is when you get a quotation, don't look purely at what you're going to pay for the project, get references from your from people and for the contractor that you're going to use, and then take that on. We're not always the cheapest. Most of the contractors, there's also quite things that change where your quantities, as people are saying, you've got to get extra bricks and things like that. Although you do try and quote to try and get as close as possible to your quantities that you're going to need. And then also what I've found is that communication to your client is one of the most important things. I just keep our clients up to date on a daily basis as where the project is. We do run behind because you've got staff issues, you have labor issues, you've got weather, all those type of things. But it's just to keep the client updated all the time on what you're busy doing.
Oh, that's great. Marius, I hope you had called me before I started my project last year.
I did hear you about your kitchen. I'm actually busy with the kitchen at the moment.
Oh,
so I did hear you.
Yeah, Marius, it's been a struggle. It really, really has been a struggle. I wish I knew all of this, and I spoke to you guys and Dale last year already. Let's listen to Rapaputsa, these two voice notes that came through.
Clement, my piece of advice to listeners is that they should not go into a project blind. So people must buy home renovation magazines. They should have a clear idea of their expectations. Educate themselves as much as possible, especially when doing kitchen and bathroom renovations, because costs can shoot up, especially for those particular areas in the home. So people should not go in blind. They should educate themselves, and they should get a professional to assist, the project manager, or use contractors that people that they know and trust have used before, so that they do not get scammed. I'm Maroti from Pretoria, an interior decorator.
Oh, Maroti, great tip there. Thank you. And thanks to you, Dale. Dale Wiener, interior designer at Story Design Collective. Thank you for guiding us through this discussion and giving us some tips.